KESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
El Paso will not be quiet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And Beto O'Rourke says he won't be either. The Democratic presidential candidate, who's from El Paso, tweeted that, blaming Trump racism for an act of terror in response to what the president tweeted around midnight about him, that he has a phony name and should respect the mass shooting victims and law enforcement and be quiet. Now, many others in El Paso, where 22 people were murdered at a Walmart Saturday, won't welcome President Trump's visit today.
We should take a little bit more time before he comes out here and tries to talk to us.
But this woman counters,
I think, like, us as community, we gotta show the respect that anyone deserves.
Now, the president will first go to Dayton, Ohio in a few hours, where 9 people were murdered by a gunman, killed by police. Fox's Jeff Manasso is live outside the bar where it happened.
Dave, the FBI not giving a motive yet for the mass killings here, though painting a picture of a troubled person who had a violent ideology and interest in mass killings. The Dayton shooter's ex-girlfriend, Adelia Johnson, telling us,
for their very first date, when he showed me the shooting of the synagogue, which was in the news, and then the second one was when he got super drunk and told me he wanted to hurt people.
Meantime, here outside Ned Pepper's bar, a building riddled with bullet scars, where candles still flicker as we await the president's visit in his call for unity, Dave.
And Jeff, the ACLU is taking the Trump administration to court again over immigration policy, challenging a new rule giving federal agents the authority to deport immigrants illegally without a judge's approval. More death and destruction in Afghanistan. A suicide car bomber hit a police headquarters in Kabul.
I was having breakfast in a restaurant when the explosion happened. The glass poured over us and we rushed into the street.
At least 14 people killed, 145 wounded, most of them civilians. The Taliban claim responsibility even as it continues to hold peace talks with the U.S. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
He became infamous during Special Counsel Mueller's Russia investigation. An FBI agent whose texts with a lawyer turned lover in the FBI became public. Anti-Trump, pro-Clinton messages that made him a lightning rod for conservatives and got him fired. Well, now Peter Strzok has struck back.
A lawsuit filed by Peter Strzok claims he was unfairly fired for expressing political opinions and his privacy violated when the Justice Department released hundreds of text messages to reporters. Strzok, a veteran FBI agent who helped with investigations into Hillary Clinton's email use and then ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, was removed from the special counsel's team after text messages between him and FBI lawyer Lisa Page were released. Many of those text exchanges were critical of then-candidate Trump. The FBI fired Strzok last August, Strzok's attorneys say, because of unrelenting pressure from the president. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A federal judge has extended her block on new abortion laws in Arkansas as they remain under court challenge. This is an injunction that puts into question the laws that allow abortions to happen and do not allow them to happen at 18 weeks of pregnancy. And the challenge comes from the clinic in Little Rock that is the state's only surgical abortion clinic and Planned Parenthood. A Montana man who thought of as being a patriot, now an accused criminal.
A witness at a rodeo in Superior last weekend describes a man throwing a 13-year-old boy to the ground after he did not remove his hat during the national anthem. Taylor Hennick tells reporters she heard a pop and then saw the boy on the ground bleeding from his ears. She says the man justified his actions by accusing the boy of disrespecting the anthem. Police say Kurt James Brockway of Superior is registered as a violent offender from a 2010 assault assault conviction. He's now charged with assault on a minor.
That's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Stevie J. Local news brought to you by Thomas and Eller's Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 3.5 years in prison is the sentence for a Phoenix man who had a gun in a vehicle in Champaign. 21-year-old Jamar Holbrook was a passenger in a vehicle that Champaign police had stopped this past May for an alleged traffic issue. Holbrook and another passenger were found with loaded guns. He pleaded guilty to unlawful use of weapons by a felon. A co-defendant is due in court later this month. A Sheldon man has been charged with first-degree murder in connection to the death of a 17-year-old girl. The Iroquois County Sheriff's Department said on Monday afternoon, deputies were called to the home of 49-year-old Arthur Jensen on the report of a disturbance. Jensen said he had strangled a girl who was inside. The victim's name has not yet been released. An autopsy confirmed the victim died from strangulation. Jensen is due back in court tomorrow. Bond for Jensen was set at $1 million. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Here we go. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Florists from simple to simply magnificent. They turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey, a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. Mostly sunny for August 7th. We've got a high 66, 86, 66 our low tonight. 87 with partly cloudy conditions and a 20% chance of showers, down to 63 on Thursday evening. Sunshine on Friday, high 82. The weekend looks partly cloudy, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s again. We're currently at 64, ESPN 93.5.
All right, lots to cover here as we get her going this morning. Appreciate your listening. Again, you can always chime in and reach us via text. You're going to need that this morning, 359-2255. Item one, with all that's gone on since the shootings, and with all the stuff being said on both sides, it's time for a little love. It's time to hug one another. It's time to dial all this down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's we're in dangerous territory on a lot of fronts. And so we need to all relax just a little bit as veins pop out of necks about this issue of gun control and what we can do about these horrific shootings.
Mm-hmm.
There are things being said that are just not true. And when you get to a political point in a country that's supposed to be free, where people are afraid to state their views for fear of retribution and violence,
mm-hmm.
you got a problem.
That's right.
And we are right on the line of a really serious problem where it will cause more violence and more people getting hurt. What Joaquin Castro did last night, I just don't even believe it. And had it been done on the opposite side, there would have been calls for an impeachment. But Joaquin Castro, the brother of Julian Castro running for president, running his campaign, tweeted out all the supporters of Donald Trump in San Antonio, their names on his Twitter, where they work. Aren't they subject to somebody who's not mentally stable that could go kill them?
Hmm.
Why would you do that? They said, if you're donating to Donald Trump, then you're pulling the trigger. What? And so you are illuminating people. And again, when you speak from a public platform, not everybody is mentally stable. Can you imagine if Donald Trump tweeted out all of the people that support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Put a bunch of names down. Isn't that dangerous? In this day and age, in the culture? Yeah. Why would you do that? So things like that are going on, and some of the things being said just aren't true. President tweeted to Beto O'Rourke. I sure wish he hadn't done that. I mean, there are just too many tweets, and I totally agree with that. You just don't hit Beto O'Rourke. He is an ignorant idiot. This Beto O'Rourke is the dumbest guy I've ever... He doesn't have a clue who he is. He morphs into what he needs to be in front of a microphone and camera. Uh-huh. He's not very good. So don't engage a guy like that. And the president did overnight, and he shouldn't have done it.
The best thing to do is look away.
Well, he doesn't do that, and this morning he should have. It is just... You're going, what are you doing? Don't do that today. You're going to El Paso and Dayton.
Yeah.
And by the way, had he decided not to go to El Paso, that's because he hates brown people.
Sure.
There's no winning that. He's going and he should. He's the president of the United States, and hopefully they treat him with the respect of the office. And then he'll go to Dayton and back to Washington. All right, so, it's a great country. But we're at a point where I've never seen it in my lifetime where you're afraid to say who you support because you might be injured. What is that? That's fascism. When you are shouted down under the auspices of hate, and what's so ironic is a lot of what the left is doing is they're accusing the right of exactly what they're doing. Exactly. They're the haters on some of this stuff. It's ridiculous, and it's dangerous. So, in light of the temperature and the fact that we want to dial it down just a little bit, Blossom Basket Florist, I don't know if you've seen some of their unbelievable arrangements.
I have.
Oh, my. They're fantastic. So, why don't you think of somebody that could really use a pick-me-up? Because we want to give you a chance to send from Blossom Basket a magnificent arrangement for free. Because you're thoughtful and you're kind, and we need a lot more love and thoughtfulness and kindness and respect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have somebody in mind that you would like to nominate in a few words, send them to our judge, Diane Ducey.
Oh, thanks, Davey.
359-2255, and we'll award maybe a couple of these if we have some amazing nominations for people that could use a real lift. And there are plenty of people in your circle that could use a lift.
And try to sum it up in two or three sentences. 359-2255.
Blossom Basket Florist, Ron Bailey and his family, a wonderful job. I want to give that away. I mean, these are magnificent looking, I don't know, $50 to $100.
It's a real pick me up.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So let me take care of that for you under the I love you moment of the morning.
That sounds good.
359-2255. Okay, also, coming up this morning, we normally do like a text offer today from Rosati's Pizza.
Okay.
I've got $30, but this is online only. At 8 a.m. at GoSteever.com, those that have registered will have a chance to go on at 8 a.m. sharp, 8 a.m. 00, and click accept, and you get $30 to go spend at Rosati's Pizza in Urbana near Krannert. But
so
you have to be registered.
13, I could still go to GoSteever.com.
Well, yeah, it'll take you 3 minutes to register.
Okay.
But if you're not registered, you can't play. And hundreds have now gone on to register, and it won't last very long. I would think by 8:01, it's over. All $20 or $600 in certificates will be gone.
Wow.
So it's not going to take long. So if you are interested in a Rosati's $30 voucher, it's free. Two stipulations, have to use this within 7 days, and then you got to tell me what you thought of it. That's it.
Okay.
GoSteever.com, GoSteever.com to register. And then at 8 a.m., boom, it's up, and it's gone in a minute. So good luck to you.
GoSteever.com.
Yep, okay. 8:14 in New York, 7:14 in Champaign-Urbana. Boy, Oakland is really good at baseball. So are the Dodgers, and our Cubs and Cardinals have had to endure. I said August 8, which is tomorrow morning, you look in the paper or you look online and you'll see where the Cardinals are, yes or no. And the answer is going to be yes. They're going to still be in it, which after 11 really hard games, the Cardinals, if they lose today, and they probably will, they'll be 3-8 and still survive and see how it goes the rest of the way. But this is like clearly the hardest part of the Cardinals' schedule all year. Ends today in L.A., and the Cubbies are trying to stretch it out. They ran into a buzzsaw last night.
Day games all around today for the Cardinals. It's a 2:10 start. here on ESPN 93.5. But LA on top yesterday, 3-1. We've got your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at Dodger Stadium, where today the Cardinals will try to avoid a sweep by the Dodgers and try to avoid a sweep on the road trip.
Been a tough road trip for the Cardinals. The offense has really struggled. There was a great game last night, a close game. Cardinals couldn't come up with a big hit, but Miles Michaelis pitched very well. He just came up short as the Cardinals dropped the game 3-1.
Now the Cardinals will go with Jack Flaherty today. Flaherty had a great start his last time out as the Cardinals were pitched into first place in the division, but they've fallen out of first place, losing 2 in Oakland and 2 in L.A.
Flaherty seems to have found his swing and miss pitch. The slider's back. The command of his fastball is back. The Cardinals need him to come up big.
Jack will take a 5-6 record to the mound today against right-hander Dustin May, 0-1, and we're on the air with the pregame show at 1:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 2 o'clock.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
A's 11-4 winners over the Cubs yesterday. It's a 120 start on US 105.9, so check it out today. The gentleman's time or something?
No, this is not an... Is this L.A.?
Gentleman's special? No.
Oh, Wrigley. I think Wrigley. He used to call gentleman's thing in St. Louis.
Right? Okay.
I think Wrigley, it's called Get Out Day. Play and get out.
Okay.
That's kind of what they did. John Lester was really laboring last night and gave up 8 runs in an inning.
Ooh.
Had to stay in there. And A's were out to 11-0 lead in Chicago on a packed Wrigley Field. The Oakland A's are really good at baseball. I'm convinced the American League's quite a bit better than the National League overall.
Speaking of the American League, Chicago White Sox over Detroit 5-3 in the day game. In the evening game, Detroit on top 10-6. They've got a game this afternoon with a 12-10 start. The Illini are doing well. In Italy, 118-56 over CUS in Serbia. And they've got the Gazzetta All-Stars today. The Illini football quarterback position, the Camp Derby continues. Brandon Peters, Isaiah Williams, Nate Robinson, Saron Taylor.
Matt Robinson? Is it Matt Robinson? Anyway, he's the third-string quarterback.
Exactly.
I don't think... Actually, I shouldn't say third. I don't know.
I mean...
It's a battle.
They're all competing.
Brendan Phillips? Yeah. He's probably the guy that would get the nod if I had... I don't know anything, but he's the only guy that's taken a snap in college football. And he started 4 games for Michigan, including a bowl game. So you'd think, yeah, well, that guy, because he's... played. Isaiah Williams is 18. He's a freshman.
Yeah.
He was going to prom last year.
That's right.
So he's pretty young, although amazingly talented, I understand. I heard Matt Robinson's pretty good, too. So we'll see.
So there's that, and of course the Fan Appreciation Day, people are talking about that with the Jumbotron having the movie Aladdin on Saturday the 10th. The first 500 fans get the bucket, and you can fill up it with popcorn for $4. So keep that in mind. Yep. 4-6 is when you can see the Illini in action.
If you would like to nominate somebody for a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and it's all free, just text in who... and a few words as to why, and you could win. We'll do this at 8:30 this morning. You don't have to be listening or anything. We'll just get her done, and we'll contact you if you're selected. Just text in 359-2255 from the Blossom Basket Floor. Say, beautiful bouquet, because you're thoughtful. That's the reason. So think of someone and give us a text on that. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 86, down to 66 with mostly sunny conditions. Partly cloudy tomorrow. The chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at 20%. High 87, low 63. 83, the high as we wrap up the week Friday and into the mid-80s over the weekend. We're currently at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in. Is someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, Walt Disney's disappointing quarter could weigh on the markets today. Disney's quarter was weaker than a year ago. But Disney also unveiled its plans for a streaming bundle of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for $12.95 a month to launch in November. Lindsay Bell of CFRA says investors may have to wait a while to see the benefit of Disney's new streaming plans.
The only concern for the near term is this is a stock that's up 30% year to date, right? And Bob Iger also made the comment on his call that it's going to take a couple of years for those streaming services to turn around, just like Netflix and some of the others.
Arizona Iced Tea is getting into the cannabis business. It has a licensing deal with Denver-based cannabis company Dixie Brands, which sells vaporizers, candies, drinks, and other products. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
All right, ESPN 93.5, president goes to El Paso and Dayton today. I think it's the right thing to do. There might be some protesters, I don't know, possibly. I know some of the Democratic politicians there don't want him to come, but again, think about it. If he didn't come, then obviously he hates Hispanics, so kind of cornered on that. And he wants to go. So hopefully it'll be respectful. It won't be long. It'll be fairly brief, and then he'll fly to Dayton and then fly back to Washington, D.C. That's the big news of the day nationally, as the country again mourns all of this and tries to figure out, come with solutions that might help. I've heard many people talking about the gun issue and what we can do. And it's a complex, as we've discussed, very complex. It's not one thing that you're going to flip a switch and change and it's all going to end. It's just not going to happen like that. I've heard isolationism. I've heard, inside these chat rooms where you can radicalize and they talk casually about killing people. How is that allowed? I don't understand why Google and internet people don't, they shut people off. You can do that. Why would you allow chat rooms that talk about shooting people? I have no idea. You can't do that. Well, it's free speech. No, you can't talk about bombings and shooting people. It's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So you that would be one thing. And then you've got people that are spending 10 hours a day. You got fatherless families. You've got a whole bunch of factors that are just all have come together to create loneliness and people that are loners and people that are out there and they are not shouting or angry when they shoot. It's just kind of another thing, and their blank stares, that's the commonality, is they just were just staring and just shooting and smirking. And how does this happen? Well, it happens because there's a variety of issues, as we've mentioned. And if you think you're going to write a law and all this magically ends, you can start, you can try, you can do something. We ought to do something that's effective. We shouldn't do something to do something. We should try and do something that might work. But emotions are high, and understandably so. But what to do to end this is a bunch of reasons. And they all might factor in and weigh differently on the human brain. But we've mentioned a lot of them. The mental illness aspect, the drugs and alcohol aspect, the loneliness, the isolation, the, again, all that time online, the feeling disenfranchised.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody at home to care.
Lack of parenting, lack of mentors, lack of leadership in your home, lack of church.
Absolutely.
Lack of clubs and interactive activities with people.
How many people are being created by the year from all the, I've got my internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just I don't really look at eye to eye to people and can't speak very well anymore. It's much deeper now.
Yes, it is.
And there's a lot of psychological problems that are being fostered by people don't even know online. And we've heard about people being radicalized for terrorism. These are folks that feel like they've got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no connection to anything, so why not? And they learn online, and it's a sad thing, and we ought to try and figure out at least part of it to see if we can diminish some of this. It's just horrific. Okay, we're going to talk to Jeff Manasseh. He's tracking these presidential visits today. That'll be coming up in a moment from Chicago, Fox News radio reporter Jeff Manasseh. Then Ed Martin will join us and Phyllis Schlafly talk about today's events. If you want to go to GoSteever.com to have a chance to pick up a $30 voucher to Rosati's Pizza, at 8 o'clock it'll be live online at GoSteever.com, and you'll get a push accept. But at 8:01, I think all $20, $600 worth will be gone. So you have to be registered to participate in this program. We'll continually go away from texting in like we've been doing to online. So to get an account, it'll take about 2 minutes, username, password that you'll forget, and all that stuff. So go to GoSteever.com for a chance to pick up at 8 a.m. sharp. It'll go live, and it won't last long, but you have to be registered to pick up $33. Go eat pizza.
Text in to 359-2255. They have the internet in Japan, Korea, and England.
Right, but they don't have guns.
Mm.
See, we have a constitution that says Second Amendment, keep and bear arms, dynamic switches, internet's everywhere, but they don't have the weapons. They have knives, but they don't have AR-15s. They don't have tools like we have, and our growing problem of mental illness and disenfranchisement, I think, adds to that. They have internet in Singapore, but they don't have any guns. And same for China. Nope, you're not allowed. It's communism. So we're a free society. Okay, if you would like to send somebody in this rough news week, you want to send somebody some flowers. How about that? Text in. Get in some nice texts, correct? 359-2255.
Some pretty phenomenal wives out there right now.
Wow. Look at that.
Pretty cool.
Look at the women stepping up.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm talking about. Where are you guys? We got a lot of guys listening.
Oh, actually, it's the guys dominating their incredible
That's
wives.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
But women, if you want to see, Diane kind of just dissed you. Unintentionally, if you want to nominate your guy, that'd be nice.
There you go.
So send us a few words. We'll get a magnificent bouquet of flowers to somebody on your behalf if you just text in who.
Some people are so busy, they're just not giving their, you know, partner the affection they need.
Well,
and this would
go.
Be the perfect
yeah.
solution.
Well, why not?
Back to work after raising their 10-month-old son.
Your significant
Good
other
stuff.
Will go, aw.
Yeah.
So 359-2255 to nominate somebody for flowers, because we need more love and we need more hugging right now.
Exactly.
And we need to stop pointing our finger at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 359-2255. And again, GoSteever.com for the giveaway of $600 worth of pizza and lasagna. But you got to be registered. GoSteever.com lights up at 8 a.m. and it'll be over by like 8:01. Time for the news, 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump visits Dayton, Ohio this morning and El Paso, Texas this afternoon to meet with first responders and people affected by the mass shootings this past weekend. Some people in El Paso say they want him there. Some don't.
I think it's just too soon right now. The hurt is still open. The wound is still there.
I think like us as community, we got to show the respect that anyone deserves.
31 people died in the two shootings. At least 14 people are killed in a suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, near a police station. This man was nearby.
I was having breakfast in a restaurant when the explosion happened. The glass poured over us and we rushed into the street.
145 people are reported hurt. The Taliban claims responsibility. The North Korean military reports conducting another weapons test, the fourth in 2 weeks, firing two missiles at an island target off its east coast. This is Fox News.
And our local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage want to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a 17-year-old Champaign man who was involved in a February 9th shooting at the Hamilton on the Park apartment complex. Devin Miles allegedly robbed one of the occupants of a car in Urbana during a drug deal. He pleaded guilty to shooting at a car. Other cases were dismissed.
The Illinois State Treasurer plans to auction off more than $150,000 worth of unclaimed property at the Illinois State Fairgrounds on August 17th. There are over 25,000 items up for live auction. They include rare coins, unique jewelry, and a baseball signed by the 1985 Chicago Cubs. 3.5 years in prison is the sentence for a Phoenix man who had a gun in a vehicle in Champaign. 21-year-old Jamar Holbrook was a passenger in a vehicle that Champaign police had stopped this past May for an alleged traffic issue. Holbrook and another passenger were found with loaded guns. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 and NLS number 177-2943.
Here's your weather.
Partly cloudy conditions, mid to upper 80s, mid to upper 60s. Our temperature range, partly cloudy conditions, 66 now, ESPN 93.5.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio in Chicago. So the president is doing all this in one day, El Paso, then Dayton, Jeff?
Yeah, we're actually here in Dayton, outside Ned Pepper's bar, and we expect the president here in Dayton, 10:30 Eastern time, to meet with officials, first responders, fire crew, the police officers who responded so quickly and put a stop to the violence and the bloodshed here in Dayton's Oregon district. Then he'll go on to El Paso and do it all over again.
Is there pushback? I know there is in El Paso from some of the politicians. What about Dayton, Ohio?
You know, the politics is involved in this, and I can tell you here, the piles continue to grow of flowers. The notes of chalk scrawled on the sidewalk here, and notes of love and prayer. And this is so far removed. The pain here is so far removed from the politics of all of this. And I was just talking to one man who lives here and says, look, I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican. This is not political. We welcome the president, and he didn't vote for him. He's like, I welcome the president. He's a leader of the free world, and if he's going to call for unity, I've got to respect that.
Yeah.
So, there's pushback, and I expect that there probably will be people here protesting his visit. But again, that's the politics of it, and I just tend to give you the facts of what we know, and at this point, I'll leave the people who do the politics to do the politics.
Jeff Manasso in Dayton. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the report.
You bet.
Fox News Radio, Jeff Manasso. ESPN 93.5, every Wednesday we call our friend Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. Mr. Ed Martin from St. Louis this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Stevie J, although I'm worried about the Cardinals. I stayed up late to watch that game on the West Coast, and it's a tough swing here. It's a tough swing. But Clayton Kershaw is always tough.
Yeah, he's tough. And I thought Michaelis pitched great. It was actually, you know what, at this point in this 11-game thing, in particularly Oakland and then the Dodgers, I was rooting for competitive. And so we've had two out of four competitive. We've scored four runs in three games, but last night at least we had a chance. So,
yeah.
And I said, wake up August 8th, and I'll tell you what's going to happen. And no matter what happens today, we're still in it. And the rest of the way, the rest of the season, Ed Martin, is all people that we have a better record than or comparable record to. So, it's doable, but I don't think it's a great team. I don't think it's very, it's not near a Dodgers or an Oakland or anybody like that. So.
Yeah. We need a squirrel or a rabbit to run across the home plate or something to get the team coalescing.
Rally,
but anyway.
Yeah, rally cat, you know, squirrel, whatever. Yeah. We need something like that. Ed Martin, St. Louis, we've had a rough week. You know, everybody is wringing their hands as perhaps they should. This has been horrific. The shootings. There is no one answer. I had a list I read on Monday. Number one, we're pushing God out of our lives. I think that's huge. Lack of family, internet, video games, movies, isolationism, crazy chat rooms, and there's just so much going on. What can we do about all of this?
Well, I, and a couple things, right? I agree with you. Whenever you hear somebody say, here's the reason this happened, it's Donald Trump's fault, it's video games, you know they're lying. I mean, in this environment, I think we have to be willing to be that harsh. You know, people are liars when they say that. I agree with you. It's a multi-variable problem, and it's not going to change overnight. And the rush to judgment to say, do one thing, let's do this piece of legislation, it's not going to address things. I wonder about whether there's going to be some ways we can monitor, you know, I haven't heard this talked about yet. Is there ways we can monitor and help each other? And I'm not talking about government doing it. I mean, in St. Louis, one of the big groups that's done a lot of awfully good work is, Lutheran Family Services. They do incredible. And, you know, is there, my wife for a couple of years right after, college volunteered with a group called Emmaus in inner city DC, and they set up programs to help the elderly. We've got to do something to reach people that are falling through the cracks. And I know that sounds like a simple statement and then there's complexity behind it, but that's what we have. We have really lonely, messed up people. It's not just mental health. You know, so it's always fix mental health. It's not just mental health. It's a broader thing. So I do think we have technology that could make more possible, but I'm almost overwhelmed by it. And let me say one more thing, Stevie J. I think it's really important. You've touched on it, but this one is different. I when there's a shooting and we say, oh, everyone rushes that, because two happened in one day, it just kind of touched us differently in this country. And we're not, I think we've got to be thinking about what we could do. I don't have a lot of answers right now. I feel like we're searching still.
Well, and again, to come out and just call Trump a racist and it's his fault is unconscionable to me. I mean, Elizabeth Warren was who the shooter in Dayton liked, and nobody's blaming her, and they shouldn't. Why in the world? But it's all this, you got to get rid of Trump at all costs. We got to make money and fundraise and win the Senate.
Right.
It is so cold and calculated, and the left blames the right for exactly what the left does, and that's a whole lot of hate.
Hey, so let me tell you one idea, Stevie J. I'll test it out on you and then your listeners and maybe see what they think. And I've been writing this up. In 1957, Eisenhower, who really didn't know what to do about civil rights, he set up the Civil Rights Commission. And it took 7 years. But on his commission, he put three Southern Democrats who were opposed to most civil rights. He put two Northern Republicans. And then he put that Father Ted Hesburgh, the Notre Dame president.
Yeah.
And there's a biography movie just came out about him, which is what made me think of it. And Hesburgh became the linchpin to get some people to do something they hadn't been willing to do. Now, it took 7 years. I mean, it took JFK being assassinated and, you know, riots and before they did much. But I wonder if there's some way that Trump could, you know, create some kind of dynamic where you could get some people, and we'd have to have a breakthrough with people being good to each other. But Trump does a lot of sort of out of the box thinking. He does do things that people don't expect, and I just think we need big leaders, not just Trump, that can sort of lead us on this, like Hesburgh did. I didn't love everything Father Hesburgh did. He's kind of liberal for me, but he did. He was a big leader in American life for 30 years. We need some people like that to come forward. I don't know. I don't know what you think of that.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and I think certainly churches in the cities, in the urban areas, we need them more than ever to reach out. But in the cases of like Chicago, for instance, with the 500 gangs and they're warring all the time, you know, the death count in Chicago is atrocious. But again, I don't think anybody knows what to do about things like that. These random shooters, you're talking about, you know, people that were trying to engage and go out. These are isolation people in the basement of mom playing 10 hours of video, shooting, and they're alone and they're disenfranchised. They don't want to communicate with people except in their whacked out chat room. I don't know how you reach that.
Yeah, I think that's right. Although, again, I mean, we do have technology. I mean, and I worry when government has it because I don't trust government a lot. But we do have technology that can start to identify people that are slipping, right? I mean, we have. I mean, look, they can tell when you want to buy toilet paper on Amazon because you've been searching things. So is it possible that we could start to say in a helpful way, not just in a red flag? I mean, all this red flag legislation to me feels like the the back end of the problem, not the front end. And I think we've got to start thinking about the front end. As you say, God out of our communities and our lives has been a problem. But we're not going to get God back in a weekend. So how are we going to, you know, start to think differently? I'm in St. Louis, as you mentioned, and I was out with some people I hadn't seen in a long time. And they're not particularly paying attention to politics. They're busy with their lives. They're not liberal. They're not too conservative, but they're normal. They're upset about this, right? People are feeling this weekend's tragedy in a different way. And I think we're called upon to come up with some ideas and solutions.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Hey, I think we should try. I totally think we should try. I'm just not sure, you know, whatever you do. Number one, and that's the real problem at this moment, Ed, is you can't make Trump look good. So you've got at all costs, we're going to keep you from telling people who you support or we're going to hurt you. I've never seen a time like that in America.
Well, that's right. And that's of the variables at play here, the one I get the most critical and angry about is the media. And in this sense, as you said earlier, they make their money getting people outraged and upset. They're catering. CNN and MSNBC and even Fox News are looking at a model that makes their money on outrage, and it's getting out of control because it's damaging people. It's not okay to think that Beto O'Rourke can go on CNN and say to Jake Tapper 20 different ways Trump's a racist. A normal human being should say, Beto, that's a bit much, man. You know, come on, let's back this off here. And they won't do it because they're making money on that model. And that part of it is really causing people to be unhealthy and in general. And also, it's not just, I say it again, it's Fox News also. It's Alex Jones also. It's all the, it's a problem right now. But the media is the one that's really brainwashing people into hate. And it's really worrying.
But they know, because we've said this here, you know that everybody you're speaking to with that big microphone, they're not mentally stable. So these Joaquin Castro posting all the San Antonio donors of Donald Trump is dangerous, Ed.
Exactly. No, that's exactly my point. It's not. But here's the thing. You know, the difference is that when radio started, and you and I love doing radio, I love being on your show. When radio started, people suddenly realize, wow, you can influence people with this medium radio. And you suddenly realize that after Stevie J, after years and months with people, has a relationship with listeners that's influential, sometimes largely influential, sometimes smaller. But CNN and cable TV and the Internet, it's becoming like rewiring people's minds. Mm. And they're doing it in a way that's irresponsible. I mean, they are, and again, let's aim it at everybody. Fox News too, but it's irresponsible. And as you say, it's causing people, not just the ones that are unhealthy already, causing normal people to wake up with a pit in their stomach that there's a racist in the White House. This is a pretty darn good time to live in this country and in this world. And a lot of people are being fed the opposite. And it's making them crazy. And that's, I'm not lying. I'm not stretching the truth. Making them crazy.
Yeah, no,
and
you're
that's
right.
That's mean.
Yep.
It's really mean.
It is dangerous. We're in a dangerous time. And I don't know how this is all going to play out next year because the vitriol is heavy and sharp. And I wish the president hadn't hit Beto O'Rourke this morning. It was dumb. I don't think it's necessary, but the president can't stand down on anything. And he's got to go after everybody. And I just wish today he hadn't have done that.
Yeah, well, I think you got that one. You're right on. I don't usually, worry about the tweets, but I will say a friend of mine who works in the White House is going on that trip. He's got some family relation to Dayton, Ohio, and he told me that it's really been powerful to prepare for that trip because there's a sense that they're traveling to someplace special. So I hope there'll be some notes struck. But as you say, the media is not going to cover anything that makes Trump look good.
Well,
so,
and imagine had he gone to Dayton only because he doesn't like brown people. That's why. I mean, there's no winning that.
Exactly.
There's no winning that. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Ed Martin, how do people connect with you?
PhyllisSchlafly.com is our website, Stevie J, but I'm on Twitter at Eagle Ed Martin. So PhyllisSchlafly.com, at Eagle Ed Martin, and they can listen to me every week. I'm on with you, so that's pretty good.
You're pretty good. We appreciate you, and go Cardinals, my friend.
Go Cardinals. Big one. 2:10 today. 2:10 start.
Buddy.
I'm going to try to keep an eye on.
See ya. Talk to you. It's Ed Martin down in St. Louis this morning. Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter. What do you think? 359-2255. You're always welcome.
Well, Jason did make a comment about Joaquin Castro, the Democratic Texas rep, on Monday, tweeting the 44 names of the employees of people who donated max funds to the Trump campaign.
Dangerous.
And their funds are fueling a campaign of hate.
Yeah. I mean, but you got people that, you know, I look at it and I go, yeah, that's not a good thing to do, because there are people that are going to come to your house and scream bad things like they did to Mitch McConnell. That group outside the Senate Majority Leader's house, I couldn't believe some of the stuff they were screaming. Stab him in the effing heart?
Hmm.
What kind of, what? Louisville police said it was peaceful. Some of the hateful, kill him kind of yelling was not peaceful. You can hurt with words like that. That's scary stuff. 7:47, quick sports, and then 12 minutes till our offer this morning, online only. You have to be registered at GoStever.com. You can still do it. 8 o'clock sharp, 800, right at the top. We'll open up 20 $30 vouchers that'll go away really, really fast. And if you registered and you're sitting there and you push accept, pull over. Don't do this while you drive. And hopefully you'll get one. And then you have to go to use it at Rosati's within 7 days and enjoy great lasagna, pizza. The ribeye steak salad is delicious.
They've got wings, too, and lots of sandwiches. Ooh. The salads are delicious.
Big time. Wonderful place. And it's a free $30. You have to use it within 7 days and tell us what you thought of your experience. That's it. That's the only requirement, to spend my money. It's crazy easy. All right, that lights up in 11 minutes. And then we're taking nominations. Some very thoughtful so far men looking for a woman or three. Text in who you want flowers to go to. Maybe it's your mom, your grandma, the person in the hospital that you're worried about.
I know teachers are doing double time right now, getting their game face on for the upcoming school year and all the preparations for the classroom and things that they're going to put together and the kids are going to learn. It's going to be great.
Text in your nomination at 8:30. We'll award a fantastic floral arrangement from Blossom Basket for free on your behalf. 359-2255. You want to do that. Quick peek at sports next.
Community Credit Union.
Dreams family road trips, and at the U of I Community Credit Union, we want you to cruise into summer with the lowest rate possible. Sounds nice, right? Are you in the market for a new vehicle? If you answered yes, you need to apply for your next car, truck, or SUV loan at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now at UICCU, get up to 2% off your annual percentage rate when you apply online. Yep, up to 2% off. Save yourself some time and money with the U of I Community Credit Union. Use the promo code ONLINEAUTO on your application to let us know you want to save money on your rate. But you have to do it online. Go to uficreditunion.org.
If you're looking for a great cut of meat, why don't you head up to Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford? On Wednesday and Thursdays, they serve up some great specials for dinner under $20. Now, that'll include a salad with some great homemade dressings and two sides, beef, shrimp, or chicken kebabs, and the fresh prime rib sandwich. They're all calling your name. You got to find them. They're at Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse is on Main Street in downtown Gifford. My goal for the Cardinals last night were to get a hit and to score. Did them both. Oh, yeah. Right on.
All right. Dodgers win 3-1 yesterday. Jack Flaherty to the mound with a 2-10 start. That should help the Cardinals. Jack is good on the mound. L.A. Dodgers will send Dustin May. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5.
I'm distracted by Mary Hart. She was on Entertainment Tonight all
those
years. She sits in the first row.
Oh, she does.
She and her husband are to every game. They're there early, but they leave early.
I see.
And Chavez Ravine, because of the traffic, late arriving crowd. They're all in place about the fourth inning. They're gone by the seventh.
I see.
So they're about three innings.
Sometimes it's like that in Illini Nation, man, too, but that's totally L.A. Oakland A's over the Cubs 11-4 yesterday. They've got a day game. 120 start heard on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox split their doubleheader yesterday 5-3 over Detroit. The first one, Detroit wins 10-6. And the next one, it's a 12-10 start today. That four-game Italy tour has the Illini on top big time in their first outing. The Gonzaga All-Stars is who they will play today. And, of course, the Illini football camp is still going on. Public's welcome to attend. Again, that's 10 a.m. to noon. Media day yesterday. Lots of quotes, yeah, lots of loving coverage.
Yep. CMIclean.com is where you go to get all your janitorial supplies. We're talking about a local janitorial supply company that are just amazing at service and all the stuff. You want to clean the bathroom? Not really. If you have an office bathroom, they got a machine, a thing. You don't have to touch anything. Boom. Done. Didn't touch a thing. Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262 on Bloomington Road in Champaign, locally owned and operated. Honda BMW sold a bunch of vehicles in July.
Why not?
Because they're good, and so many people visited and took advantage of some amazing deals.
They should.
Boy, they are so good at dealing. They're so good at what they do. When you go to the service department of Honda BMW in Champaign, they fix it the first time.
Yep.
They have great people. That's what makes great companies. Ben Quattrone is the leader there with great people. Kenny on the BMW side. Craig at Honda. Chris and others in service. They just got great people.
Mm-hmm.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com off Neilabur, Washington Savoy. Drivechampagne.com. Steve Suderman has been dreaming about antennas and Fox and Channel 3 for about a month and a half. How are you, my friend? Good vibes, Round Barn Champagne.
Yesterday, I spent about half the day in Coach Smith's office. Now, that sounds like it might be kind of cool, but I was sweating bullets because we put 21 receivers into the new Smith facility, and we still, there's still one to go that's not done, but everything worked except the one in Smith's office. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
dead
man.
Signal, absolute, well, crickets
now,
coming.
Now what?
And I was the technician because everybody was booked and busy, and that job was supposed to be done last week. So,
wow.
And by 2 o'clock, I walked out of there and waved the receiver at the coach and said, I think I got it, and we're good. So,
good for you.
Oh, boy.
Good for you. Good work, man. I mean, you're out there grinding. You guys are busy and good, and we're still getting people saying, how do I get Channel 3? I have DirecTV. And then for the poor Dish people, they have to listen to all radio, which is happy for me. It's 93.5 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they took the business off the Cardinals.
They took Fox Sports Midwest off of Dish, and then there's Fox Sports Channel 55 for me and Direct. That's gone. All the Channel 3 stations are gone. Is this ever going to end?
If this will just be kind of a round robin, I'm wondering how badly cable is going to be affected by it. Cable's a little higher priced than the Dish providers are, so I don't know if it gives them an advantage that they can afford it more. But it's all these companies want more money, and there's fewer and fewer people willing to pay for pay TV. So they want to the guys want to pay them less, and it's just going to be a fact of life for a while.
Okay, you've got a fabulous store next to the DMV, a Round Barn, brand new, beautiful theater people can look at. You can set up a man cave. Where are you? How do they connect with you, Steve?
Well, we are at 2010 Round Barn Road. You can find us on the web at gvibes.com. And today I would ask the question, why would you watch football on a wimpy little TV screen when you can get a 75-inch Sony XBR for $14.98?
I thought those were $2,000.
I know. They were. That was then.
Every time.
I know. You can't win this game. They just keep driving. And the OLEDs, well, the prices aren't falling at, I think they've already hit where they're going to stay for the season. But, oh my gosh, I delivered one last night after spending half the day in Coach's office. I took an OLED down to Broadlands, and these people were just over the moon. Picture like they've never seen before.
And you won't. And that's on display at your store, correct? OLED?
Of course it is.
The reds and the yellows, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Just plain old Channel 3 looks just stunning.
Unbelievable. You have never seen a picture like that. Go on and see it. Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, locally owned and operated. The man works day and night.
Just ask my wife.
And it's 7:56 in your semi-alert. Well done.
All right. Thanks,
Steve. Buddy. Steve Suderman, good man. All right, going to break for the news. We are 3 minutes and 30 seconds mark till GoSteever.com goes live this morning.
Woo-hoo!
First time we're on the radio online. Normally you're texting in for my offers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably can't get registered in time for this. And now,
I mean, if you go quick right now, GoSteever.com.
3 minutes and 20 seconds, Mark.
But the texts that are coming in to 359-2255 are all about the good people in their life
good.
And how they could be rewarded with Blossom Basket Florist.
You can still text. We're doing that till 8:30. Text to somebody you're thinking about today, on your heart today. We need more love and kindness. We really, really do. So let's share it with Ron Bailey at the Blossom Basket Florist. If you want to nominate somebody, 359-2255, tell me in a few words. Judge Ducey will decide.
Oh, thanks. And the panel of people who come in and yeah. I tap and say, yeah,
exactly.
What do you think of this?
Huge panel. News is next. ESPN 93.5, 7:57.
This apple slushy from Curtis Orchard is so refreshing on a hot day.
Marty, I've been working in the lab all day. I'm getting hot and stressed. What you got there?
Doc, I'm just beating the heat with a cider slushy from Curtis Orchard.
Let me try that. What's in this thing? There must be some kind of superpower chemicals in this thing.
They're actually all natural with no preservatives and no added sugar. Just fresh Curtis Orchard apples pressed into cider and converted to slush. Get your own, Doc. You can visit 3902 South Duncan Road or visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Baseball season is in full swing.